Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you noticed a few falling stars lately? It might surprise you, but there are two meteor showers going on now, the Delta Aquarids and the Perseids. The Delta Aquarids started on July 12th and will run through August 23rd. That overlaps with the Perseids meteor shower, which started on July 17th and will run until August 24th. The peak viewing period of the Delta Aquarids has passed, but the peak viewing period for the Perseids will come up on the night of August 12th. Meteors, of course, are not really falling stars. They're produced by bits of comet material passing through the Earth's atmosphere. Comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust a few miles in diameter, and are often described as dirty snowballs. When they pass near the sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and other particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. So when the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from the Earth, they appear to be falling stars, but are more accurately called meteors. Meteor showers are named according to their radiant, or the point from which they appear to originate. So the Delta Aquarids will appear to originate within the constellation Aquarius, while the Perseids will appear to originate in the constellation Perseus. However, the meteors can be observed anywhere in the sky. There's a full moon coming up on August 9th, with the new moon not coming up until August 23rd. So the moonlight will be interfering with the viewing, but the Perseids are considered to be one of the better meteor showers, with perhaps up to 60 meteors per hour. Combine that with the Delta Aquarids running through the 23rd, and it could make for some good sky watching. So you might want to check out the nighttime sky occasionally over the next couple weeks. And while you're at it, bring along a star chart and learn a new constellation or two. And seeing all the satellites and airplanes up there makes for an interesting sideshow. I've put some links to more information on comets along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.